chapter. We're going to be speaking, though, soon with the director, executive director of the Roma Community Center, Gina Chanyi-Roba. And they have an important event coming up on November the 7th at Gladstone Library. And that's going to be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. We're going to learn about the issues with the Roma community in Canada. We're joined now, I believe, by Gina Chanyi-Roba. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Earlier I mentioned to you that I've been shocked by some of the news related to the Roma people. And there was articles in the New York Times with strange titles, which I felt were racist, but also this shocking news from Greece, where a little girl was taken from her family, apparently simply because police and authorities had such a hostile and negative attitude toward the Roma community. Now, you're the executive director here in Canada. It's RomaToronto.org, by the way. I'd like to know, you have been working very steadily. Actually, the public here can learn a lot about the Roma through your work, and you have a meeting coming up on the 7th, November 7th, at the Bloor Gladstone Library, addressing all these issues. Who's going to speak there, and what will people learn?
Well, the speakers, the co-founder of the Roma Community Center based in Toronto, that I'm the executive director of currently, Mr. Ronald Lee and myself will be speaking. And the title of our presentation is The Modern Persecution of the Roma People. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be looking at Roma, our history in Canada dating back to the late 18th century, what sort of reception we had at that time in Canada, and moving forward up until the current day, and dealing with issues that we've had to overcome in Canada, or at least try to. We're still a long mm-hmm. way to go in terms of discrimination, prejudice, racism, societal and media and institutional. Mm-hmm. But certainly, you know, we couldn't have a conversation without discussing, you know, recent Roma refugees that have come seeking asylum in Canada and the reasons that have propelled people to do so in the mm-hmm. past 5 years, and in fact, really, in the past decade, since Roma have been coming and asking for Canada's help.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, some of these things we read about in France, for example, really ugly incidents, such as one of the ministers in the government saying these people are not like us. This is a socialist minister, by the way, in the French government. There was a case of a young woman who was taken off a bus during a school trip and by the authorities and deported from the country. Do we have what kind of echo of that do we have here? Is there some underlying issue with these countries that causes them so easily violate people's rights?
Well, you know, sadly, it often appears that the Roma people don't get to enjoy the same human rights as others. Mm-hmm. You know, the type of discrimination we face is endemic throughout Europe, especially in Central and Eastern Europe, where the largest Roma population lives. Many people don't realize that Roma people are the largest minority in Europe, totaling almost 15 million. And
15 million?
That's right, 15 mm-hmm. million. We're part of a very large diaspora beginning in the 11th century from northwestern India. We've been in Europe since about the 12th century. We were mistaken as Egyptians at that time, and we were labeled gypsies by English-speaking Europeans. Mm-hmm. And that name has stuck with us for centuries and has many negative connotations, as well as, you know, not so bad stereotypes, but
by the way, some of the positive is almost a problem, right? In other words, there's a kind of romance of the Roma people by people like D.H. Lawrence having a title of a book. I think it was The Gypsy and the Virgin or something. I mean, it seems to be some sort of psychological problem that Europeans, some Europeans have.
Well, I'd like to say that it was isolated to there, but that's definitely not the case. You know, being born and raised here myself, I've encountered those type of stereotypes. You know, my friends asking me if I had a caravan parked in my driveway, or do I have a crystal ball at home that my family reads? Are we witches that practice sorcery? You know, those kind of things. And they're not always nearly as harmful as many of the more negative stereotypes that you have, you know, from people that have often imported their prejudice and hatred from Europe. And so those stereotypes sound more like, be careful, watch your wallet, you know, Roma / gypsies are thieves, be careful, they'll steal your children, and other things along those lines. And so you could see those stereotypes now, you know, playing themselves out in terms of the Roma family in Greece being immediately believed to have abducted a child because she had blonde hair and blue eyes, and they couldn't imagine that a Roma family would have such a light child.
Yeah.
and so again, that guilty until proven innocent, but even when you're innocent, there's no apology that goes along with it, and the damage has been done. And this case was great in terms of highlighting the issues that we deal with in Europe and how pervasive and widespread they are. And of course, you know, we've had, you know, negative gypsy stereotypes exploited right here in Canada. You know, when our Canadian government leads the Canadian public to believe that Roma have come here to collect welfare or social services rather than escaping human rights abuse and persecution in Europe, that again is another example of, you know, fanning those gypsy stereotypes. And again, in France, you know, they're in the middle of elections right now, so, you know, the current leadership is obviously pandering to the far right, who is probably more anti-immigrant than, you know, the Democratic Party in France. And so you find that, you know, there's an overall general tendency to anti-immigration in France, but certainly with the Roma, you know, significant numbers have fled, you know, war-torn countries that were of the former Yugoslavia. Many Roma still living in refugee camps in Kosovo have tried to seek, you know, a better life, a safer life for themselves in France or Italy, where they've predominantly gone.
Yeah, they have every material reason to be out of that situation. I was struck by the strangeness of the police reasoning. They came to this camp in Greece, and they here it was, people living in poverty, people not being able to access social services, an isolated group of people in a desperate situation. And the policeman only noticed the only thing wrong with that picture to him was that there was a blue-eyed Roma there.
Thank you for you know, raising that.
Is that the only thing he could see that was wrong?
Yeah, nobody's concerned about abject poverty.
No, he should sign the papers to help them achieve refugee status.
Well, at least to obtain the same human rights as other people around them, and being able to access you know, a standard acceptable of housing, being able to access schools and social services, you know. Many countries in Europe are quite different than what we have here in Canada in terms of our social safety net. You know, we have shelters for homeless people. Not enough, but we have some. Those things don't exist in other places. You know, for example, I'm going to give you an illustration of this. The Roma that have gone to France, you know, they've been placed in what are called integration camps, you know, and others have been forcibly removed from the country and sent back to places like Romania and Bulgaria. And, you know, the Commissioner for Human Rights for the Council of Europe has said that they've not seen these sort of things taking place since, you know, World War II. And some of the same patterns are beginning to repeat itself in terms of the treatment of the Roma people. And why are more people not speaking out against this? Why is the European Union not doing a better job of addressing these issues? Why are we still talking about, you know, the issue of Roma inclusion rather than the issue of hate towards the Roma people, which is the real inhibitor for, you know, inclusion? So,
absolutely.
You know, the deeper root causes are never addressed when you have these million-dollar, billion-dollar, you know, initiatives focused around the inclusion of the Roma in Europe. You know, dealing with, you know, discrimination, dealing with multiculturalism, dealing with hatred and hatefully motivated crimes. You know, those are some of the beginning places that they should begin looking at. You can't include people when the others don't want them included.
Yes.
You know, and when the people that have been excluded for centuries in a country, you know, and persecuted, most notably, you know, the over a million people murdered from our community during the Holocaust, you know, people are fearful of society and they need more reasons to trust.
Yes.
And become involved. So, yeah. You know, it's a two-way coin. Of course, the Roma have their work to do in including themselves in society, but there has to be meaningful and open routes to inclusion. There has to be the opportunity to participate in society. Yeah. You know, in places of in Central and Eastern Europe, you have almost 100% unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. And is that because nobody in the community wants to work? Of course not. But of course, that's the stereotype that you'll hear.
Yes.
The Roma don't want to work. But you don't hear about...
Which becomes a reason not to give them a job if they ask for a job.
That's right. Why can't Roma have an opportunity to work?
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, if you have this pervasive stereotype that every member of the 15 million population we have in Europe is a criminal, it's very difficult to get a job, very difficult to access school, housing, you know, or
and very difficult to avoid harassment and maltreatment.
Exactly.
There's actually some loss of life. We need to go into that at some point, too. I want to thank you. This is Gina Chanyi Roba, and she is executive director of the Roma Community Center, and it's torontoroma.org. I really urge everybody. By the way, you have a great website, romatoronto.org.
Thank you.
It's full of useful information. Everybody should go to that site. And on November the 7th, that's Thursday at 6:30 at the Bloor Gladstone Library, Gina will be present and speaking, as will Ronald Lee, and someone, I believe, from the Roma Arts Center will also be there. Gina, we're very grateful, and this is, to me, a vital issue, and I'm really glad you spoke to us today. We look forward to talking to you more in the future.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Very good. Thank you. Bye-bye. And that, as I mentioned, it's the executive director of the Roma Community Center. Again, it's romatoronto.org, and this community is has suffered experienced a lot of grief in North America and in Europe, and strikes me as a very important time to be talking about it. I say that because of the headlines in major papers, which to my mind were totally irresponsible, totally racist. The New York Times actually had a headline that said the Roma are primitive or just poor. And the professor in California had the perfect answer. Is the New York Times stupid or racist or both? Anyhow, we're going to be paying more attention to this matter.